Let's record an intro for episode 14.
We're recording an intro for episode 14. This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience.
Your discretion is advised.
This is an episode all about words. Guys, we use words every day, so you better get ready to use them in every way, because it's a podcast about words.
What? Cue the music.
Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer, cults, art, wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Welcome back.
Hey guys, it's another fantastic episode of Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Episode 14.
Words. You guys have heard about him. You guys have loved him. And Nick, before we get into it, how have you been lately?
I've been fantastic.
How was your weekend?
It was amazing.
You got a number today, right?
I did.
That's pretty dope, dude. Anyways, I'm going to get a number one day soon, I think.
It's a real confidence booster when you get one, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to get one.
You'll definitely get one.
Thanks, dude. Anyways, guys, today what we're talking about is, Nick?
Word.
Yeah, like we already said, well, words.
Oh, yeah, words.
Words. All right, so let's get right into it and talk about what a word is. We're going to give you guys a nice definition. Now, we might be changing things up a little bit, but we want to give a quick shout out to, we're going to start getting our definitions from, how would you describe this source?
Urban Dictionary. It's a really good source. UrbanDictionary.com. Just go to it, look things up. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a good place to go as well. So, word. Word is the shortened form of the phrase, "My word is my bond," which was originated by inmates in U.S. prisons. The longer phrase was shortened to "word is bond" before becoming "word," which is most commonly used. It basically means truth, or to speak the truth.
Yo, I fucked 12 bitches last night.
Word?
Word.
So guys, that's the definition of word. Now we're going to go into our first topic. It's words that, what is that, Nick? What is that?
Well, yeah, so the first topic we're going to do is words that rhyme with vagina.
Words that rhyme with vagina. Okay. Well.
Nationalist China.
How about Carolina?
North or South?
South Carolina. I guess you can take.
There's also Medina.
Of course, there's always Indochina.
Yeah, there's quite a few China variations.
What about Dinah or Fina? How about Lina?
Ooh, yeah.
Alvina?
Josephina.
Of course, with the angina, you've also got Vincent's angina, plus you got Cochin China.
Of course.
There's a lot of words that rhyme with vagina.
Right.
All right. So next subject.
I can't believe how clean that segment was.
Yeah. Anybody who has any other words, please send those in to Nick Brown's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Yeah, or brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Either you can send them in there. Go to podomatic.com. Those are all great places. Give us a click and a like and a follow. Next, we have 50-cent words. Now, guys,
50-cent words.
Nick, you've heard about this. Back in the day, people used to get plates and things engraved when they cared about their family. People used to use, like, big silver platters and bullshit. Have you ever seen that Brady Bunch episode?
I've heard about it. I've seen it.
All right. So basically, what would happen
is I've never seen it real life.
Well, I'll get you one day. And it'll be, yeah, in the name of this podcast. Anyways, basically what happens is they would get a big silver platter and they would inscribe it with some type of message to a loved one or, you know, right? Or I guess you could give it to someone you despise as well with like an insult. Anyways, you pay for the letter. You pay by the letter for the inscription, right? And therefore one word, maybe, I don't know, I think would cost like maybe 0.8 cents or like 1 cent. Regardless, small amount. So a word, if one word cost 50 cents, it was a hell of a word. Big, long word.
Okay.
So those are 50-cent words. Now, what we're talking about, though, is the rapper 50 Cent.
Curtis,
and some of his words. Now, we're going to start off with some of 50 Cent's more popular quotes. Nick, can you read us one, please?
I spit shit, slick shit, so quick you miss it.
Now, what do you take that to mean by 50 Cent? I spit shit, slick shit, so quick you miss it.
I feel like it's like...
Who's he talking to, a guy or a girl?
He's basically saying,
or
like...
the cops.
He's like, I feel so much pain, but at the same time, I'm just a normal human being, and you don't understand me, and... therefore, I'm inferior to you because you don't see my pain. I mean, that's what I get from it.
Yeah, I feel you. What about this? All bullshit aside, now it's time to be honest. I fear no man, for death is all that's promised.
That's a man that doesn't fear death.
Now, do we have any more quotes, or 50 Cent said anything more than just these three things that I'm looking at?
Well,
we got some lyrics.
Yeah, personally, I really like You Can Find Me in the Club, Bottle Full of Bub. Look, Mommy, I got X if you take into taking drugs. I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're getting rubbed.
Now, do you remember what was going on in your life when you first heard this song?
Yeah, I think I was watching a lot of like Dragon Ball Z at the time.
What grade would this be for you?
I think it was like in 7th or 8th grade. I can't remember exactly.
Where were you going to school?
Horace Mann Middle School, shout out.
Who is your best friend at the time that you were listening to this, Nick?
Probably Caleb Jacoby.
Oh, shout Caleb Jacoby.
Shout out to Caleb Jacoby.
So did you and Caleb Jacoby ever listen to this together?
Probably not.
Have you ever seen a 50 Cent
actually,
video?
Probably actually on MTV 2 maybe. Because they used to show music videos, like, all night long.
At school?
No. Not at school.
Oh. Wait, we're...
On MTV 2.
How did you watch MTV 2?
Because certain friends had it. I remember Caleb had it.
Caleb had MTV 2?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't have anything.
He had MTV 2. He had a good cable package in El Dorado.
Oh, you had to go down to El Dorado to watch MTV 2?
I hung out with him a few times, yeah.
Wait, he went to middle school at Horace Mann and lived in El Dorado?
No, that was he left Horace Mann.
What grade?
6th to 7th grade.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds pretty rough, Nick. So I'm sure this song's a pretty painful song for you.
No, not at all, actually, because I don't think about Caleb. I think honestly what I think about is later years when this would play at like every school dance, you know.
Okay.
And this is like, you know, you were afraid. You're like very a young man. You're like, oh my god, do I dance next to this girl? You know.
So do we have any? Let's take a look at some of the other lyrical mania.
Okay.
Oh no, like the lyrics to songs. Yeah, just press back on this. Yeah.
All right.
So like, let's just take a what. In the club lyrics, wow, that's where you got it from. There's like these whole list of all these, and we're going to these one off sites.
Yep.
All right. What is this? This is genius. What is this? Rap Genius. So now we're gonna break down. Apparently, they break it down for you. Nick, can we break down the hook for PIMP? I don't know what you heard about me. What is it? Can you just hover right over that line there?
Yeah, it's I don't know what you heard about me.
Right, but see, can you click on it? What's it highlighting it for? Does it even explain it? Nothing. So I don't know what you heard about me, but a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see that I'm a motherfucking pimp. So an old school caddy and perms are stereotypical features of a pimp. Fitty doesn't have that. So people who aren't from his hood, including the police, wouldn't know he's a pimp. 50 Cent eventually spun off this pimp persona into regular comedy skits titled Pimpin' Curly, which featured on his website, thisis50.com. Guys, these are the kind of things that you just don't get in other podcasts.
That's a great lyric, though.
Words, absolutely. Can we find anything else by 50 Cent on this? In the meantime, I want to talk about how about the value of 50 Cent?
Well, how about Street King as an energy drink?
What's it called?
You know, he endorses that energy drink, Street King.
I know about vitamin water. I don't know about Street King.
You don't know about Street King?
No.
Oh, come on, bro. Street King, bro. It's his energy drink. Come on.
No, this is not an energy drink, is it? Holy shit. Look at this. 6 hours. Oh, so me and Nick tonight, first off, if you guys can help us with any of this, me and Nick just took a 5-hour energy. Now, the debate but here tonight.
50 Cent has a 6-hour energy drink. Folks.
First off, before we get to that, I just want to see if we can get anybody to chime in. We split a 5-hour energy. Does that mean we each get 2.5 hours of a full 5-hour energy effect, or does that mean we get 5 hours, but only half the effect? If anybody has any knowledge out there, let us know. Otherwise, we will no longer be drinking 5-hour energies because SK, what's it called? Street King.
Street King.
By 50 Cent, 50 Cent words, you know, he endorses it and he makes it. But what about vitamin water, Nick? That's another big endorsement.
Yeah,
right?
He's got that going too. He's got a lot of stuff going. I think just vitamin water alone, he's probably rich, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. What happened to all the Oh, I get you. All right. Vitamin water. Do we have any words from vitamin water on 50 Cent? Any words, not pictures, though.
Let me see if I can find anything.
Let's see. Oh, shit. 50 Cent signs a $78 million underwear deal.
You want to check that out?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
All right.
Endorsement rap. Forbes. 50 Cent, the notorious purveyor of all things gangster. Oh, my God. He loses an endorsement, abused his baby mama.
Oh, my God. What have we got into?
Good Lord. You know, 50 Cent words aren't all they're cracked up to be, as it turns out.
They're really not.
And now you got some, Nick, we can't be playing music.
I got to get this song.
You got to get this shit under control, man.
Okay.
All right. Well done. All right. So, guys, next. We're going to be moving on to
True Objective.
If anybody's confused about that, that's because I think everybody's confused when Nick says the word adjective.
True
Objective. Not like objective, not to be confused. We're talking about adjectives now. I'm sure everybody's seen the show True Detective, which is about a bunch of interviews and detectives being interviewed and interviewing people. Well, what we're doing here is we're doing true adjectives. So we each picked one of our favorite, very most favorite adjectives. And we're really going to try to embody that adjective as we take on a series of questions from the other person, right?
Exactly.
Nick?
Yep.
All right. So, Nick, what is the adjective you will be embodying?
Nefarious.
Nefarious. Why did you choose nefarious?
I've just always liked it as a word.
Now, you don't need to embody nefarious yet. You know that, right?
Yeah, I just think it's fun.
Yeah. So when was the first time you think you heard nefarious?
It was actually in Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind. It was probably in the 9th grade.
Wow, that's pretty. And when was the first time you remember using the word? Shortly after that, I imagine?
Shortly after that.
It probably made you laugh, huh?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's good. I bet, yeah, it sounds like it's a good word. Okay, so my word that I'm going to be embodying is big.
Great. Why did you choose that?
I feel like people have always said big around me. So it's just a word I've heard a lot, and I like it.
All right. I mean, it's a great word.
Yeah, you know, it's a simple word. It's a word you hear a lot throughout your life. So, you know, pretty common. Nefarious, maybe not quite so common. I wonder how many... Guys, that's a little poll we want to take real quick. How many of y'all have heard of the word nefarious? Just give a little shout out there on a Nick and Garland's Brown Bag podcast show on Facebook.
Tell us. Tell us who's heard of it. Tell us if you played Elder Scrolls 3, too.
Yeah, tell us any of that. Anyways, so, Nick, as nefarious, my first question for you, is it true, I read this recently in the papers, that you were actually dating the word scandalous?
That is not true.
So why, you guys have been seen together recently.
Yes.
But you're not dating. So what can you tell us about that relationship?
Scandalous is a good friend of mine. She is a very beautiful person.
No doubt, no doubt.
But we are just platonic friends. And our relationship, while it is deep, it is not intimate in that way.
Wow. All right, nefarious. Well, nefarious,
are you ready for my question for you?
That'd be fine.
All right, big. Who inspired you to pursue your dream of being descriptive?
I have to say, probably, the Phoenicians. Honestly, setting up, you know, just the whole alphabet in general. Giving me the opportunity to be invented. And then, you know, also probably a lot of different, like, fruits and vegetables and plants, you know, and animals. I'd imagine, you know, those probably did actually play a pretty big part in it, as well as the Phoenicians.
I love it. That was amazing.
You know, honestly, I can't even read what I wrote here. Something it looks like
this. Your next question for me?
Yeah. let's see if I can. Biscoy. Biscoy, Nick.
Oh, the old Biscoy.
Or nefarious. Nick, nefarious, where did you grow up?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
No, not Nick, nefarious.
Oh, nefarious, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Nefarious grew up in... the first person who used nefarious was in Little Rock?
No, but I think that's where he resides.
Why is that?
It's just... it's a dark little place.
And?
I'd rather sound like mystic, you know, and just say, like, very little about it. It's a dark little place.
All right.
Dead is better. You know. Horror movies, episode 13, shout out. Am I right? All right. Well, anyways, big. Who's your word icon?
My word icon would probably be huge. Yeah. You know, I
can see that.
You know, I always felt like he kind of, you know, he kind of really broke out and figured out a new way to describe the same thing that we're all feeling. You know, I being big, huge, gigantic, massive, large, you know, rotund, ginormous, enormous, you know. All those types of things.
You're doing great.
But really huge. Huge is the one who really, like, got me.
That was the icon.
And I was like, yeah. You know, because he had the four letters, and I thought, oh, man, you know, that's pretty cool. But I don't think I'll be all right with just three. And, you know, I've always said a little bit more sheltered and a little bit more conservative. but I think it's done me well.
Yeah, and yeah, amazing.
Let me ask you one final question, Nefarious.
Yeah, go ahead. Of course.
What's your favorite kind of music?
You know, it's probably the soulful sounds of Al Green. I just love him.
Nefarious likes Al Green. Why would that be?
Oh my God, he's
not he. You, I mean you.
Right.
Nefarious.
Right. Of course.
And right. Oh, he. I mean he. Al Green. I see.
When I say he, I mean Al Green.
Well, yeah. Of course, I'm an idiot.
Al Green. No, you're not. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Al Green is just. He's the man.
Well said.
So, if I could ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Big. Do you have any hobbies?
Probably just wherever I can. I like to infiltrate as many homes with that movie title that bears my name, Big. Shout out to Tom Hanks.
Shout out to Tom Hanks.
I really like to, you know, probably just be seen as often as possible on that movie cover and being associated with that movie cover.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a true adjective, you guys. Interesting. All right, guys. So next we're moving on to picture worth 1,000 words. All right, so this is basically where...
Well, the whole idea behind this was, you know, they used to always say a picture's worth 1,000 words. And I don't think that's true anymore.
You know? So Nick's saying that the value of the word has gone down. What do you think, how many words is a picture worth now?
I think a picture is only worth like, no, I think the value of word has gone up. And the value of picture has gone down, and now the picture is only worth like 10 words.
10 words?
If that, because we're all internet culture, so we want it fast. It's like a meme. Like, how many words are in a meme? That's how many.
Yeah, but if you're going to go from that point, then I feel like if it's on the internet, you know, it's going to be worth millions of words, if not billions of words now, potentially. Some pictures.
Well, to settle this matter, I've typed in tub girl into the Google search bar.
Okay.
And I've got it on Garland's screen, so we're going to search.
Well, it's not on my screen. It's on my television, but it's on your computer.
Yeah, but it's going to be really big. And to those that don't know what Tub Girl is, don't search it unless you have a very strong stomach.
Don't go to work and do this.
Definitely NSFW.
Right.
But anyways, so I'm going to hit enter here, and we're going to see how many words come up, right? Let's go.
Oh! Yep, there you go. Now, what about words? You went to images, I noticed, but we kind of skipped over words. How many returns have we got? 485,000. All right, so that's one. Let's look up another. What's another pretty common word? Look up ham.
Just to see the results?
Yeah, well, this is a test. Ham, 317 million. That's quite a few more than 1,000.
It really is.
I feel like words are less valuable. Fuck, nobody cares about newspapers anymore. We already talked about that, right?
No, yeah, we already covered it.
So basically, I think your math might be a little bit off by you know, a few million the other way.
Right.
You thought about that? No. What do you have to say about that, about your math there?
I actually don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm saying that you typed in one word, right? And you have a picture over here of ham. Okay, how many pictures of ham actually do you have? You're right. How many pictures of ham?
I got a bunch.
But to go to images. This is what we have to do, is we actually do have to do the math on this. I think that's a valid point you brought up.
Okay.
All right. So, how many pictures of ham does it say? How many we got?
Does it list it all?
Doesn't say, but it will say on images. Great. Well, no way to tell. Really no way to tell once again. Can you just ask Google by any chance? Once again, guys, that's Google.
Ask about how many pictures of ham they have?
No, how many words
mean ham?
How many words is a picture worth?
Oh, okay, cool.
I think that's a good place, guys, to come in here and give another little shout out to Nick. What was that we wanted to give a shout out to?
The Freethinker Society. I don't know.
The Freethinker Society.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank you guys for thinking as you do, and you know, continue to do that. I guess if you want, you can do whatever you want as you guys continue to do. So, how much is a picture worth? A picture is worth 84.1 words. Look, dude. There we go. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this is
84.1. Yeah.
This is based off of Alan F. Blackwell's research.
We'll take it.
Researchers often ask whether or not a picture is worth 1,000 words. Although of interest in many disciplines, this must be of certain central concern in the design of visual programming languages. Oh, so we've actually been able to, and yeah, a picture is worth about 84.1 words. So suck on that. I'll take it.
I'm not going to even question it. I like that number.
And I'm glad, because the person who was like, a picture's worth 1,000 words, they're all hyped up on pictures, and it's like, dude, you are giving way too much value to pictures.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, look, there's these person is, it's good. I'm glad you were able to get, you know, some verification.
You know what this is making me think of?
What?
Words of Wisdom.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like, those idioms you always hear, quotes.
I love them. What are some of the ones that you're thinking of?
Well, like the journey
that are on this TV screen right here.
Right, right. The journey of 1,000 step or 1,000 miles begins with 1 step. Right.
Right. No preparation.
Yeah, it's like you don't look at a map before the journey of 1,000 miles. You don't forge some food, some veggies.
I know somebody. You know that this is like that same shit with the Dalai Lama. I can't handle this sometimes. The Dalai Lama, I'm like, so some kid was basically said, hey, guess what? We're gonna say you're some religious like deity essentially that is living on Earth, and then also all of a sudden, like as we have gotten older, I feel like more people are like, oh, look what the Dalai Lama said about this. Look what the Dalai Lama said about that. I'm like, do you believe in their religion? No. Do you believe he's like God? Like, no. I'm like, then why the fuck do you care what he says? And he's just some dude to you. Why are you so hyped up on what the Dalai Lama is saying?
Yeah, it is kind of interesting.
It's really bizarre.
But think about this. Look at this one.
Oh.
It's better to be a lion for a day than a sheep all your life. Well, you know, what if you're fucking Mufasa in Lion King? And you choose to be a lion.
Yeah, who said that?
Off a cliff.
That's somebody who like knew they were gonna die young and wanted to like justify it. Like I'm gonna say this thing. Fuck
yeah,
off.
That's somebody who never saw the Lion King.
Let's scroll around this line. Let's see what else we got on this. Beware of false knowledge. It is more dangerous than ignorance. False knowledge. I feel like that's.
I actually like that one.
Yeah, well, that's because you and Gerard Bernard Shaw are pretty short-sighted. Because if you actually think about it, false knowledge is what we're all full of all the time, often with our science in general, is we find out that what we've been told is real is actually in fact false. But we're still able to learn things about the world based on that false information. So maybe that ignorance that he's talking about is, you know, a little bit less dangerous. But, you know, maybe you can just suck his dick, too, and he'll, you know, blow you in heaven.
First of all, that was beautiful.
The best way to destroy an enemy is to make him a friend. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, first of all, I doubt Abraham Lincoln said that, but also...
Yeah, you could burn him up. That would destroy him.
Yeah, but what if you don't...
Shoot him with a nuclear missile?
What if you don't want him as a friend? What if he'll betray you?
Yeah, the best way to destroy an enemy is to make what I like. And this the best way says who you?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you mean Abraham Lincoln who led us into Civil War and destroyed half the country? Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, wisdom.
Yeah, he's a great guy to take advice about making friends with people.
Thanks, Abraham Lincoln, fighter of half of a country.
But he also saved a nation, and he was a great man.
There's some debatable things. You know, you know, he's still a politician, right?
Let's move on.
What about Thomas Edison down here? This is one of your favorite guys.
Oh, this is a great one.
The three great essentials to anything, to achieve anything worthwhile, are hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and common sense.
Unless you're black. Like, that could be the end of that sentence.
All right. Wow. You really went there.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, there's not the same opportunities.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Stratification, folks.
Well, speaking of black men or black people, Nelson Mandela once said, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. I don't know. If you talk to him in his language, it goes to his heart. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit, what is that, xenophobic? Like, hey, I don't want to, like, someone, like, that's basically saying if someone comes up to him speaking Spanish and he don't understand, he's like, right, he doesn't trust Spanish people. He doesn't trust people who speak other languages is what he's saying. Nelson Mandela, really, you know, we're actually kind of finding out a lot about people here. How about that? Sigmund Freud, Nick, you've always liked him.
No, I'm not going to be
being entirely honest with oneself is a good exercise.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing to sit around all day and think about your deepest, darkest, most fucked up things about yourself rather than just getting along with a normal life. Sigmund Freud, an idiot.
I think we should go to the bird is the word.
Well, bird is, in fact, the word.
And what I mean by that, because I like these words of wisdom, but the fact that there's so many bird words out there.
Yeah, so that's, you guys, fans of Family Guy, certainly have heard bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
Bye Bye Birdie, they might have used that as well or something. Do you know?
Well,
seen Bye Bye Birdie?
Well, do you remember in high school when I would be like, Garland, let's go bird dogging?
No.
Because we were so cool. You don't remember that?
No, I'm surprised.
And how about the old saying, a bird in the hand, right?
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're reading off. Oh, yeah. Now, how about this? A bird in the hand, absolutely. Well, nothing like a bird in the hand, quite like having a bird's eye view on some things.
Bird's eye view is great. But I got to admit, sometimes I've been guilty of a bird brain, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Nick, a little bird told me that the early bird catches the worm. What you got to say about that?
Well, as free as a bird,
bee for the birds,
if you know what I'm saying.
How about that, folks? Now, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. A bird of passage, a bird watch, a bird's eye view.
A bird has flown the coop.
And that is for the birds, guys. Thank you very much.
The boo birds, the early birds.
Birds of a feather certainly do flock together.
The rare birds, the odd birds, the little birds, the strange ghetto birds.
The bird has flown, the birds and the bees. Fine feathers make fine birds. Guys, you know, there's a lot of things to be said about birds and ways to think about birds. So just remember that the next time you're wanting to express yourself in some unique or individualistic way, think about using a bird idiom.
She's got a bird face.
Wow. That was rather rude.
Was it? I mean, I thought it wasn't very, like, personalized or anything.
All right. So next we're going to move into one of our final topics, which is all caps.
All caps.
Now, this is where we're going to imagine basically an entire lifetime where we must wear a cap because of an ancient curse put on our family. If we do not wear a cap, we turn into a maniac, much like, I'm not going to say it.
Because of copyright issue?
No, because we don't need to go there.
Okay, but we'll kill our loved ones and everyone around us, right? If we go into the monster mode. Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, you knew.
Okay, well, I was feeling it. I was like getting really excited.
We don't gotta go where everybody thinks we're gonna go.
Right.
I'm
just gonna go there. Just to set the boundaries, right?
Shout out
to the audience.
Yeah, well no, shout out. Let's give a shout out to what we're talking about. No, you're right. Caps. are all caps. You guys have all you caps. Guys have seen words in all caps. Those are people who are, yep. No, we're not going to do that. But people who yell all the time.
Yeah, but we're talking about headwear.
No, yeah, we're talking about headwear today, ball caps. So, Nick, you imagine, what kind of cap do you come out of? Do you come out born in?
So I'm totally naked, right?
Well, how about this? Let's say this is our this is going to be a baby we're going to adopt, but okay. This baby has been cursed.
Yeah, but I thought I was the baby, but this is a stranger baby.
No, well, it's our child.
Okay,
this is a future where people have kids together just as like a hobby.
It like with cloning and genetics and stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to have romantic love to raise a child. You just got to have a will, because where there's a will.
There's the weird clone genetic way.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so yeah, it's probably going to have like this Ninja Turtles hat on it.
All right.
Like with the orange Michelangelo bandana.
All right.
Bandana.
Yeah, exactly. And so they'll probably grow up. Now, here's going to be the first rough day. How do you think our kid's going to get through going to school where they have to wear a hat? And I'm sure the school's going to... Well, how are we going to explain to the school that our kid has to wear a hat all the time? Do we tell them about the curse?
I'm going to be like, look, y'all, there's this ancient curse.
I feel like if telling them about the curse might get us in trouble with the curse. I feel like that's part of the curse.
You're right. Like a tree would fall on us or something.
Yeah. So how are we going to get around this? What are we going to tell them? I think we're probably going to have to send our kid to a private school where we can pay, you know, maybe extra for them to wear a hat in class all day long, get some kind of religious pass, I suppose.
There's probably a school that deals in
dealing with
curses.
Look up religious hats.
All right.
Do you think we can use that with all caps? Is there any cap type? If there's, you can keep this one and look it up in a new one. No, why do that? Religious caps. All right, well, they gave us a picture of some yarmulkes and a few different Middle Eastern types. No, there's
like
definitely
a
some of these are caps. Yeah, so there's, if need be, our kid could wear one of these religious caps. So they're like, we absolutely mandatory.
John 3:16
Moles. We can have our own religion. You know, it could be a truck. Dude, some of these look like beanies.
Yeah, they
do. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
I think that's for Islam.
Shout out to Islam. Look at these hats.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these. My goodness.
Look at that boner.
What is that? Pinterest? What is this? Lace hats? That is an amazing hat. All right. So the kids are going to grow up. We got with them into school. They've made it through. Now, how do we justify wearing a cap?
Yeah. How do we put these religious hats on afterwards?
No, I think we can stay away from the religious caps. So you're let's get into some of the better caps that are going to be going on through his life. There's the graduation cap. There's a swim cap every summer.
Uh-huh.
That'll probably be pretty nice. Any other caps that you can think of?
The old father cap.
Right.
It's kind of like the fedora. It's like it's a half fedora, half like Stinson. You know, it's kind of like in between.
Now, I know we've made it almost entirely through this, but because I do want to kind of take it on. Now, Nick, imagine at this point in your life, okay?
All right.
Now this has been your life. All caps, okay? All caps.
All caps.
All the time.
All right.
All right. Now, before we do this, I'd like to cue the music.
Grandma, turn off the radio. We're going into...
Nick's Corner.
So all caps, your whole life. All of a sudden, one day out of nowhere, some guy comes up and he rips a cap off your head, right? Now, even I'm not sure how you've been keeping it down. You've probably been sewing it down, honestly. Rips it off. I'm sure it hurts part of your head, but it sends you into a murderous rampage. Or myself, we're both. I'm going to be imagining this with you. Sends us into a murderous rampage. We're now embodying our once child is now us. Since it's into a murderous rampage, we kill a few people before we get a hands on another hat. Put that hat on, we're back normal, right?
Right, because of the curse from earlier.
Right, the curse that if we don't have a hat on our head, we murder the ones that we care about and love. And random people as well.
Okay.
So, anyways, we go to court. We are found guilty, and we are sentenced to life in prison. They're not going to kill us because of insanity, but they are sending us to life in prison. You know, can't blame them. Can't blame them.
You can't blame them because we did kill some people, it sounds like.
So what do you think are some, what is going to be some of the milestones of a life in prison that you're going to think of? What do you think some, what are some of the first things? These are, what we're going at here is this a life sentence, right? Words, sentences are made up of words. So you see the connection, right? That makes right sense, Nick. Right, Nick?
I love it. So are we trying to sum up like the highlights?
Well, I don't know. What's your first day of prison? What do you do, Nick?
You know, I'm probably gonna try to make a lot of friends.
How?
Talk about past glories. You know, stories of achievement.
Such as.
Like, you know, the time I got on stage at the Rob Zombie concert at Edgefest and grabbed the microphone. Like, you know, like stories like that of illegal hijinks, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. Now, what do you say? A lot of people are down for violence. They say that you should be violent.
Well, you know, violence is
that
never
first
the answer.
Day.
You know, that might
not even in prison?
You know, maybe, but I go with all the, like the total defensive side. You know, and just try to make neutral friends based on honesty. See where that gets me, you know.
All right. Now, let me ask you about this. Your first night, you are approached and someone starts to try to rape you. How do you handle that moment?
Gonna be throwing a lot of elbows.
Now you said
knees.
I believe you just said violence is not the answer.
Self defense is different than violence.
All right, let's see if that is true. So self defense, can you punch somebody in the face in self defense, Nick?
If they're trying to rape you, then yes.
All right, well let's see what the definition of of violence is. Violence, according to Wikipedia, is the intentional use of physical force or power, threatened or actual, against oneself, another person, or against a group or community, which either results in or has a high likelihood of resulting in injury, death, psychological harm, maldevelopment, or deprivation. I think I'm pretty sure that's violence, even in self-defense.
Right, but self-defense is a form of of protecting you.
So are you condoning violence?
No, I'm not. Self-defense is different than violence.
Well, not according to this definition. There can be violence involved in self-defense.
There definitely can be, but violence is intentionally wrong.
I don't think it has to be, actually, though. I think violence doesn't have to be necessarily negative, dude. You know, don't have to have a negative connotation. I think we can lift that off. It's not like rape probably has a worse connotation, I feel like, than violence, because rape is pretty much always bad.
Well, anyways, with my sentence, I'm gonna make a lot of friends in prison and have a.
Now, how are you gonna handle that first time you get raped? You're gonna throw some elbows. Now, say you still get penetrated. How do you handle that the next day?
I don't think I will, because I'm going to be doing a lot of push-ups and pull-ups. I'm going to be like a fucking tornado.
Yeah, how many people do you think it's just going to be one really strong dude who comes up to rape you?
I'm going
to
be punching so many dicks. Like, I'm like, it's, you're right. They will eventually rape me, but it's going to be like 200 dicks punched. Like, it's going to be like the Alamo. Like, yeah, we lost the Alamo, but I took down like so many dicks.
How do you handle that the next morning?
I'm going to be pretty proud of myself, because, like, even though I did get penetrated and probably raped by, like, you know, 20 or 30 dudes, I took down, like, 200 dicks.
So do you think you're going to get some respect in prison?
Oh, yeah. I think the next day people are like, dude, he fought so hard not to get raped. Like, he got raped, but, dude, he took so many of our dicks down.
So let's move on this. You probably are.
Wait, should we move on, or should we stay on?
We should move on from the rape. Now, so do you, we'll finish up with this, the rape portion of your prison sentence with this. Do you think you still get raped anymore after this, or is that you only get raped the one time?
I think some people, you know, people try to probably continue, but there's probably not enough people, like, you know, the second time.
willing to get their dicks punched.
Yeah, like,
just,
the second time, like, you know, over 70% of them were like, damn, I got my dick fucking hurt the last time. Like, no, no way. Like,
right, of course. You know, that don't make sense.
So the second time, I definitely take them all. You know what I mean? Because I just dick punch the 30 or so.
Do you think you get do you think anybody successfully rapes you anymore?
Not or? That time. I think maybe I get like dick slapped a few times in that scuffle.
Maybe
but
somebody gets it in there once.
No,
one
not
more time.
Not
one more
there,
time. Just the tip.
Not in there, but gets close. You know, like because I'm fighting and clinching and elbowing and fucking right. kicking.
So what's the next terrific thing? All right, what about the time where someone wants to start get you involved in a race war?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to do that because.
What are you going to? What if someone says you have to decide?
I'm going to be like, guys, we can settle this without this black and white, settlement. Like we can make this bigger than what you guys are.
All right, now
perceiving it as.
You just got stabbed. What are you doing?
Well, then I'm like, I'm probably freaking out, but I'm like, okay, look, guys, I need to apply pressure here, but we can still settle this race thing without violence. Like, let's, you know, I'm like still pleading. Like, let's not.
All right, now someone just walked
not,
up
let's
to
not
you.
Let's do what the man wants us to do.
Someone's walked up to you and punched you right in the stomach.
And he's like, you damn hippie, right?
He's like, shut up.
So I'm
shut trying, up.
I'm bleeding, and I've been punching the stomach. I'm
and you vomit
sure.
a little bit. He punches you so hard.
That vomit blood? Is there blood coming up?
Oh, yeah, because you got stabbed, yeah.
So I'm pretty much dead, it seems like, no matter what I do.
So what do you do with your final moments of your sentence, your prison sentence?
So I
do you reach out? Do you reach out for help? Do you say anything to them? Do you have any final words?
I feel like there's like a bunch of prisoners around me, and I'm like, listen! Listen, don't live as I lived. Respect.
That's it?
I just die.
God,
I just die like
that.
That
is so terrible. That's the worst death.
Prison death, bro.
How many years in do you think you are when you just got murdered?
Probably like not even 1 year, you know.
Oh my god, you just got raped
with a face like this.
Like,
but I go down like fucking David Bowie at the Alamo, right?
Like David Bowie at the Alamo.
Oh wait, buddy.
Oh god damn it! All right. Well, since we're there, let's imagine how would some of David Bowie's words be like at the Alamo. Let's see if, can you bring up some David Bowie lyrics on the screen?
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to.
What is.
Who, ground control to Daniel Boone. Quit looking up David Boone. What are you. David Bowie. David Bowie song lyrics. God dang it. Nick's typing with one hand and holding a mic with the other.
I'm going crazy.
Even though we got a microphone stand, he's holding the microphone and the microphone stand.
Yeah, I'm going crazy.
David Bowie lyrics.
What lyrics do you want?
I thought we were going to do ground control to Major Tom and like try to, we're going to take everybody
but
out
it's
with
all
a
about,
little
it's all about
a re-rendition.
Dick fighting. It's all about dick fighting.
Is that what we're going to do?
in prison sentence.
Well, what is this at your, how come you can't just look up ground control? Why is it so difficult for you to just look up the one thing?
Which one? You want Major, that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
There they are. My God. Are you just using one hand? You got two hands.
I mean, you know, I like the way this feels.
All right. Fair enough. So, it would go something like, no, what are we, what? Ground control to Major Tom. David Bowie singing at the Alamo. That's what we're doing.
But it's me fighting off the rape, 200 dicks, right?
At the Alamo.
At the Alamo, but it's in prison.
So ground control to Daniel Boone.
It's like this weird montage of all this stuff.
So you wanna start it off? Ground control to Major Tom. But it'd be like ground control to Daniel Boone. Right? Like, take your... But it wouldn't be protein pills. What words would we suggest substitute for protein pills?
Your prison food and keep your butt crack tight.
All right. Ground control to Daniel Boone. Commencing countdown.
But wait, why is it Daniel? It should be me, though, right? Because I'm going to prison. The prison sentence?
Well, I don't know. You were the one who said David Bowie at the Alamo.
I know. I meant, what's his name? At the Bowie, the Bowie knife guy at the Alamo.
Daniel Boone? Oh.
I can't think of his first name. But I thought of David Bowie. I said David Bowie, but I can't think of his name.
All right. Well, guys, with that amazing revelation, I think it's time to back out of this corner, back out of this brown bag.
That's how we're going to end. We're going to finish the song.
Well,
about fighting off dicks in prison.
You wanna give it to him? You wanna give him one final sing through? You wanna take him to finish him up with Nick's corner? Here we go.
Commencing countdown. Turn the showers on. The dicks come out and may God's love be with you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is ground control fighting off all the dicks. You've really made a splash.
Right inside my ass.
All those dicks are coming at you for the world. You've got to turn them away with your twirls. Throwing elbows at every penis head. This is Major Nick to the prison control. I really wish you would try to intervene while I am being raped.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show at Facebook. I think we're going to be trying to get a blog started soon or something like that.
Something like that. Brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com. Send your emails.
Yep. On that, peace, love, and chicken grease. Let's give a quick couple shout-outs. Shout-outs to who?
Shout-out to...
Who are we going to talk shit about earlier?
No idea.
But we decided not to because they were on our likes.
That happened.
Bye.
TTFN, folks.